Hello, I'm Frank from the rock band Blind Heaven.
I'm from the same rock band, and I'm Harris.
I indulge in the rock band. My name is Ben.
Before we get into the real stuff, let's start here. Because us Yanks, blanavananamanam, blavanon, blanabluna blan. So will you pronounce all together? Let's just put the microphone up in the air and in pure harmonic unison. No way. Name of band is?
Blind Heaven.
You see? Nobody, oh man. So many people are going to be destroying this. You were the, I'll do this in the announcer voice. You were the NME radar band in 2013. You have a story to tell. It was named after a t-shirt that you saw. There's nothing more to it. I want to see if any of this is accurate. You were 17 back then. You were named after a town. You're not named for after a town. See, that's a lie. And you're from Hampshire. So how many of those things, before I get into my trick question, did I actually get right? And how many did I get wrong based on my many hours of sleepless research, which actually, you can see the bags in my eyes, those are permanent, has nothing to do with you.
You're 0 from 5 at the minute.
Who wants to take 1 through 5 at the speed of light and correct all of this so then we can move on to the music and get rid of all the bad press?
Blind Heaven is actually an anagram of our three names.
Okay.
What are the other questions?
Oh, let's see. Well, you have a story to tell. They've said that a billion times. If you didn't have a story to tell, why would you be in a band?
Chicks.
Me too. But you were an NME radar band in 2013. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But it doesn't mean a thing, does it?
It's important.
I'm going to make everyone feel very nostalgic, but remember 2012? That was kind of when we were starting to become a serious band.
The London Olympics.
I was about to say, thanks. One, you reserved that for your minute. London Olympics was happening. It was all very exciting being in the UK at that point. It was a big melting point. But we weren't really involved in any of that. Anyway, there's a lot of excitement. We weren't really involved in that. We were caged up in our senior schools.
What have I learned from your minute, Harris?
That the London Olympics happened and it was a disaster. Something melted, I don't know, grilled cheese. And then we just sat in a small room, played loads of music, wrote loads of songs, repeat every day, the rest is schmistery, recorded some demos in Frank's sister's laptop. And yeah, then we're all good to go, you know, then now we're the massive rock gods we are today.
Ready? I'm going to do this in the announcer voice too. 100 songs in the mix! Right? Only heard that about 12,000 times. So how do you know when a song, what's the filter? How do you know when a song is yours and when it's right and when, because there is a point of view in these songs. There's no question that you're not coming out of the gate with la, 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 la. You're coming out of the gate with a little bit of swagger, but not bad swagger, but swagger in the music. You're not very swaggery, which is good. How do you know when it's a song that's yours? Where do you start? Do you start with that you really have a point of view that you want to talk about being an Orthodox man and what that means, you know, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay. I thought this question was going somewhere else. I
mean, oh, take it wherever you want. I'm not.
You mean like lyric writing?
Well, I don't want to do the how you write the songs. I want to know the filter. I want to know how you know a song is yours.
There is a man who cannot be named who works for the Croatian Secret Service, and he tells us when. And that's actually
Roberto.
No, that's not his name.
That's his code name.
Also, this is 100% the truth.
Yeah, that's completely true. I have a Croatian Secret Service agent. Honestly, like honest to God.
How am I supposed to believe this?
You can believe what you want, but it's true.
Croatian Secret Service agent.
Yeah, and I send him music and he goes, oh, Benji, this is so crap. Or, oh, yeah, I'm so glad it's not just an acoustic guitar. Well done for using a synthesizer. Like, gives me 10 points, taps me on the back. That's how we work together.
This is what your songs are. These are the songs I love, because I actually do listen to the lyrics, and I'm like, okay, it goes down pretty easy. But then when you start listening, wait a minute, it's a little dark on the inside. It's the biggest trick in rock and roll, but it's the only songs I like, because we're all dark on the inside.
So what you got to do, you got to lure people in with a catchy tune.
That's right, you got to have hooks.
You got to have hooks, and then you got to realize that what they're singing is actually really, really mean and narcissistic.
But that's your lot. Is that a UK expression? I think it is. That's your lot in life? Is that ours or is that yours? I think that's yours.
Oh, I don't know, but I'm glad it translates here. It makes sense to you guys.
Yeah, no, I know what it means. I know about my lot in life.
Yeah, okay, good.
However, that's kind of like saying to people, okay, you know what? We're putting this out. It's yours. So when you think about it, it's just a very simple title, isn't it? And a great last track on the record.
Oh, you've heard the whole thing. Cool.
Maybe so.
Yeah, it's got a lot of different meanings, which is important to me. And yeah, we spent ages trying to find a record title. We had loads of different ideas. And then suddenly, like the last song, That's Your Lot, was the one we wrote. And it made the whole thing tie together properly and give it a bit of a theme. So it makes sense as the title.
And it's also funny putting out your first ever record and saying that's all you're getting.
Well, that's where I was going.
Not only that, it's a 60-minute, 12-track opus as well.
I know, it's 59 minutes. What is wrong with you?
You
have to do a double vinyl.
I have no standards. It was...
Well, that's why we get along. It's fabulous. So, U.S. versus the U.K., this is your second South by Southwest, right? This is not your first round at this insanity, correct?
We're seasoned veterans and we love it.
No, you don't.
We do.
No, you... Oh, do you?
Yeah, really good.
This is what you dreamed of when you were younger.
Honestly, it is. Did
you say we love it here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I expected, like, cowboys walking around on horses and like cacti and stuff.
It's a different part of Texas.
Yeah, well, dude. I was misled to believe.
I was expecting more queso. There's not enough queso around here.
I still haven't met any of George Strait's ex-wives.
So when people try to put you into Britpop guitar band, pop, Burritoville, what all that crap, how do we blow up everything that's already been said about this band and just get them to say, just listen to that? You know, cut the shite, listen to the songs. Thoughts?
That's tough, because I'm not really sure what everything that's already been said about this band is. But sorry, that's not really an answer. But
I think you've just smashed the fourth wall, my friend, and now you've blown up the genre and we're sorted and we're ready to go. What's happened to us over the last 5 years is that the world has dealt us a very sticky deck of cards quite repeatedly. And it's kind of like, what more can go wrong for us so that we can feel like badasses and overcome it? So like, we couldn't get visas in time, our flights were all cancelled. We arrived yesterday, Thursday at South By, just had to do 4 shows, and like, we will do whatever it takes, Dennis.
I just got that part about the visas because I know 3 artists also. This has been a heck of an interesting moment, hasn't it?
It's been a tricky pickle. Yeah. That's for true.
But that's your lot.
That's your lot.
See, there you go. Producer, I don't know nothing. Tell me, the record, how was it made? And give me the 1 minute version. I'm not looking for, well, we went to Olympic Studios. Well, but who crafts the sound, or do you craft the sound? Because I didn't see that anywhere.
Jim Abbas is king of the world.
And who is Jim Abbas?
He makes all the great seminal indie albums, Arctic Monkeys, Bombay Bicycle Club, Blind Avon.
How do you come upon, as such a young, inexperienced band, who connected you with Mr. Abbas?
Our turkey daddy, our manager.
3-piece. Don't you need a harmonica player?
No.
If we needed that, we'd be doing it already.
I know, but isn't that the great question you get? Well, you know, you're only a 3-piece. If you added another instrument, what would you add?
Mandolin on fire.
I like that.
You've tapped a sensitive nerve. We talk about this a lot, and sometimes there is a temptation to bring in some extra homeboys to play some nice grooves. But do you know what? The fact there's only 3 of us just means that we're all making the most of what we can do, and we're all playing intricate bits and filling out all the gaps that need to be filled by 4th or 5th members.
Or your egos are out of control.
Yeah, we're huge.
If we have a bad show, we get in the car afterwards and we're like, oh man, it's just not working out for us guys. Like, we should definitely get another member. This is too difficult. We got too much to load. And yeah, then a good show, we're like, it's so sick that we're a 3-piece, bro. Yeah.
Before we get to the last thing, I'm going to ask the mythical question, who is Joe?
Joe Meek.
Ah, now you think because he's a bald guy and he's older, he doesn't know. Is that where the sound, is that part of the fact that the sound comes from there? Because you see, we've just gone way down a different pike here.
I need you to do the backing vocals.
Go ahead.
I hear a new world.
I hear a new world.
Calling me.
Calling me.
He was the original lo-fi, you know.
Everybody, yeah.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and here's what it is. 2 of your songs on the outside is the bread, and then we're going to go around at the speed of light. We have 3 minutes to do this, and you're going to each pick a bunch of songs.